Now, a story from commentator Aaron Freeman about how he overcame one of his prejudices.
Space aliens recently landed in Schaumburg, Illinois. Actually, most of them drove up from Chicago. I was at WindyCon, Chicago's annual sci-fi and fantasy convention. Now, I've seen the movie Galaxy Quest about how strange sci-fi fans can be. And I have watched countless comedy sketches about their near-terminal geekitude. Still, I was surprised to see, in the lobby of the Schaumburg Hyatt, a Star Wars stormtrooper chatting politely with Jesus. I was even more surprised a few hours later when Jesus took off his crown of thorns, donned a belt with a lightsaber on it, and was transformed into a Jedi Knight. And he kept his angel girlfriend, too. It was a freak show. I was there to MC WindyCon's costume contest, so I got an up-close and personal look at people who I assumed had come all the way from their parents' basements just to be here. I had to admit that as the show began, I immediately liked them because they laughed hard at my best physics jokes, like, two atoms are walking down the street, and the first atom says, "Ah, I think I've lost an electron." The second atom says, "Are you sure?" And the first atom says, "Yeah, I'm positive." Then, during the actual costume competition, a middle-aged couple performed their coronation dance as king and queen of whatever odd land they dreamed to rule. He wore a ridiculous feathered crown, she a preposterously ornate gown. Their bellies bulged and their chins jiggled, yet they inhabited their roles with such dignity. They moved with such regal purpose, I damn near genuflected myself. They were a couple of middle-aged, overweight white people who, on the street, I would not have distinguished from a bench. Yet, in this place, at this moment, they reigned supreme in their solar system. It made me fall in love with sci-fi conventions. After the contest, I stepped into a hallway and saw not just friendly freaks, but spirits inhabiting noble dreams. At sci-fi conventions, men and women of unremarkable physical proportions are expected to behave as though they were hyper-erotic and galactically virile. Nerds morph into knights. Ray Bradbury says, "The ability to fantasize is the ability to survive." I say, the ability to inhabit your grandest dreams? Ah, that's living.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.